In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Good morning. I'm honored to be with you today. Cam McCormick wrote me an email this past week listing all the ways you all work with St. Stephen's, from Thanksgiving turkey donations to college mentoring. It was a long list. You have been one of our most committed and generous partners for many years. A few of you may remember the summer of 2000 when we launched what's now our Be Safe program. One Friday, we brought a group of 25 students out to Wellesley to enjoy a picnic lunch in Joan Cook's yard. This past summer, more than 50 partner churches helped to make the Be Safe program happen for 650 young people in six communities in Boston and Chelsea. This growth leading us to our upcoming 20th summer would not have been possible without your support. On behalf of all of the young people, including more than 250 youth who benefit from our after-school program every weekday during the school year, and their families, I'm grateful to you, and especially grateful today to be one of the outreach partners for your capital campaign. We are grateful for your generosity. With an eye to long-term sustainability, we've become much more intentional about how and where we grow. For the second time, we're engaged currently in a strategic planning process, envisioning the next 5 years of our work. Strategic planning is a little bit like the spiritual work we're called to do in Lent, taking stock, looking at where we're doing well, where we need to change, how we can be most true to our calling as servants of Christ. This work of discernment has led us to develop a new mission statement for St. Stephen's Youth Programs. St. Stephen's Youth Programs promotes equity in education, employment, and opportunity through long-term relationships with young people and their families and communities. And we do this through out-of-school time programs for youth, college and career mentoring and professional development, and community organizing. Promoting equity has become our core value. As we've seen over the course of two decades, that it's not enough simply to help children cope with the effects of hunger, inadequate schools, communities where violence is a regular part of life, and the resulting trauma. We want to promote equity. We want young people in Roxbury to have the same opportunity, the same hope for the future, the same sense of well-being as children in Wellesley. And we believe that this effort is very much in keeping with the core of our Christian faith. We are all made in the image of God. We all have the same capacity to reflect the light and love of Christ into the world. This equality in the sight of God transcends the conditions that we as broken humans have created and perpetuated, including the sins of racism, neglect, and economic injustice. It transcends whatever seems to separate us from each other and from God. To illustrate this point, Jesus tells one of the most compelling and dramatic stories among all of the parables. You know the details. An ungrateful son asks for his inheritance, essentially saying to his father, "You're dead to me. Give me my money." Then he goes off and squanders it to the point where he was doing what would be just about the most repugnant thing possible for a Jewish man, taking care of pigs. But when he wakes up and realizes what he's done, he goes back to his father, hoping he can at least be treated as a servant. Reflecting the generous love, the wideness of God's mercy, the father welcomes the son back, not just with open arms, but with feasting and celebration, which of course angers his loyal and long-suffering older brother. "This isn't fair," the older brother protests. "You've made him equal." We are equal in the presence of God. In the end, it doesn't matter why we're separated from each other and from God. This story shows one particular example, but there are many ways. In the end, what matters is that we are restored to right relationship. Jesus indicates again and again the hope that keeps us going. Reconciliation is always possible. Reconciliation, in its truest sense, is about creating equity and balance and justice. According to Paul, God's longing for equality through reconciliation has implications for those of us who call ourselves followers of the risen one. "So if anyone is in Christ," he writes to the Corinthians, "there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled himself to us through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." God has given us, the ministry of reconciliation. "We are ambassadors for Christ," Paul states, "since God is making his appeal through us." At this moment, at this time of social tension and division, inequality and brokenness, God has called us in the church to be the agents of reconciliation, healing the world and working to create the vision Christ put forward of a beloved community restored to wholeness. In the words of our baptismal covenant, we are called to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. For us at St. Stephen's, with you as our partners, we are learning what it takes to live out our calling. First, we believe it takes a long-term commitment. Relationships with young people, their families, and communities over many years. We can now commit to our five-year-olds that we will be with them in the journey to a successful and healthy adulthood. Second, we believe this work requires a holistic approach, not just homework help, but a circle of care around each child that includes a strong connection with parents, schools, other neighborhood resources, college and career mentoring, social and emotional support, as well as healthy meals and the kind of opportunities young people in Wellesley take for granted. And third, we believe that we cannot just meet the needs of young people. We believe we must work with and alongside young people and their families for change. We now invest in a program of community organizing, working on issues from full funding for public education in Boston to sensible gun reform that could help to end the crisis of gun violence in the city. Promoting equity means working for change so that a young person in Dorchester or Mattapan has a real chance to succeed. Some of you may have read the recent report in the Boston Globe about valedictorians from Boston's 37 public high schools. The results were devastating. Even the valedictorians were widely unable to achieve their goals due to lack of adequate preparation and support, funding for college, and all of the other factors that conspire against young people in poor communities. We have our work cut out for us. But even after 20 years, in Paul's words, we do not lose heart. We believe that even what seems impossible can happen through the mercy, grace, and power of God. We are ambassadors for Christ, working for that new creation which Paul proclaims. We believe that the injustice we face, the inequality, is not irreconcilable. It's just still unreconciled. God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's our work, and the work is not finished. The good news is that engaging in this ministry is rewarding. The young people are amazing, inspiring, creative, and energetic. We learn from them every day as we try to get better at supporting and accompanying them on their journeys. At times, the work is heartbreaking. But I've found through experience that a broken heart is a powerful thing, opening us to love more and to accept in our own lives the healing love of God. Sometimes, as the prodigal son discovers, it is in the depths of struggle and loss that we connect with our need for God and are welcomed with warmest embrace into a new relationship with our Creator. So even as I extend my gratitude for all you do to support St. Stephen's, I invite you to join us in our mission of promoting equity. There are many ways, many levels of commitment in terms of time. You can serve as a mentor, a tutor, a library volunteer. You can join us in our community organizing efforts, giving voice in tangible ways to a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You can build relationships with people who have lives that are very different from yours, who live in public housing, whose children attend failing schools, whose immigration status is uncertain, but who want the same things for their kids that you want for yours. You don't have to be a savior or a hero or an expert. We are walking this road together with humility as ambassadors of love and reconciliation. And we invite you as our sisters and brothers to join us. Together, I still believe we can build a better world. Amen.